If you find these stones next to the Makulius, Rashi says, could go in Biyama, the Chatziyama, only 1 or 2 feet away from the Makulius, then for sure it's Asuras. But again, we know for sure it fell off from the main pile. Keep pligging, where's the Makulius? Pimruchokis. You find these stones a little bit further away from the Avodah, from the Makulius. So Rashi learns, Makulius means Biyar Bamas. You find it 4 Amos away from the Makulius. Devadai lav minenofom. For sure these stones did not fall off from the big pile, but they were put there by itself. And b'machukas, Mor says, b'machukas, v'u b'tzad makulius ketoni. For the Mor's question, I v'ot b'tzad makulius ketoni. The Mishnah says it's next to it. Mashma is close. So Mor says, no. My b'tzad, in order on the side, means b'tzad arba'amas today. Next to it, meaning 4 Amos away. So it's like this. We have Yishmoel Savar, Oisin Makulius Katoin, Bitsad Makulius Gadol. That was a normal manner, that next to the big pile of stones, they would make another small pile, and they would worship that small pile by itself. So therefore, even though it's 4 Amos away from the big pile of Makulius, Rabbi Yishmoel says, if you find 3 stones there, sounds like this, Shalosh, if you find 3 stones there, Tidam Yil Makulius. That's like the way they start off the main Makulius. Like I said before, the main one, they start off 1 stone next to another stone, and the 3rd one is on top of it. See, if you find now on the side of the big pile another 3 stones, so we say Asurais, that these 3 stones are awesome, because for sure they worship these 3 stones. Rashi says, Oysa Makulius Kota means Kolaimar. Darkon Lassus Cain. It was a normal thing for them to make like another set of stones next to the big set, and to worship them also. See, if you find 3 stones, that's the way they worship them. But Shtayim Mutaris, if you only find 2 stones there, so you know these are just some 2 stones, like the 4 Amos away from the big pile. So for sure it did not fall off from the big pile. The question is, if they start to worship these 2 stones by itself, now we say no, 2 stones is not like a Makulius. They'll only worship them when you have at least 3 stones there. That's the Svar Rabbi Shmuel.
You can see from the text.
Shalosh to do mila makulius asurin, but shtayim utaris. That's Rabbi Shmuel Svar. Rabbon and Savri know. Ein oisin makulius katon v'tzad makulius gadol. They did not make a small avodah zarah next to the big one. So therefore, loishin or shalosh loishin or shtayim. There's no difference whether how many stones you find. It's all only 1 criteria. The thing is, nearest Imai, if it looks like these stones now, let it be only 1. But it looks like it fell off from the big pile, then Asuras. Then for sure it's an avodah zarah. They worshipped it, it's still awesome. But Shein, nearest Imai, if it's Dalet Amos away, that it does not look like this 1 stone, or even 2, or even 5, or even 10 stones. If it does not look like these 10 stones fell off the Makulius, then Mutaras. That's the Makulius Rabbi Shmuel and the Rabbanan. Mishmol holds they make a small avodah zarah next to it. So if you find 3, it's its own avodah zarah. Rabbanan say no, they don't make their own small one. If it fell off, also not mutter. Oh, Mama, what would you say before? The Yidua Shenoshim Imenu Divrei Hakol Asurais. If you know for sure this stone came tumbling down from the big pile of stones, then for sure it's still awesome. Now, like we said before, that's the Urchei Bekach, and they still worship this broken stone. Or a minute, we have a question. It sounds like this. Avonim Shenoshim Min HaMakulius. If you have stones that fell off this big pile of stones, nearest Imai Asurais. Shen nearest Imai Mutaris. If it looks like it fell off, it's still awesome. We have Yishmo Loimer. He says, no. Sholosh Asura Shtayim Mutarois. So here it says clearly that even though Shenoshu, even though we know clearly these stones fell off the Makulius, still it says that if Yishmo only holds, 3 is Asura. But Mashmet 2 says clearly, 2 is Mutar. Even though we're talking about Shenoshu. So that, like we said before, we see even the Machlekes is, even after it falls off from the Makulius. So where it says no, Omar Rav answers and says, Loi Teimu, do not say Pshandas Bryce, so don't have the Girsa, Shenoshru, that you know it fell off on the Makulius, Eleima rather, Shenimso, that we just find these stones next to it, and we do not know whether it fell off or not. So this Rabbi Shmuel says, even though it did not fall off, if you find 3, it's awesome. Vesov Rabbi Shmuel, the truth that Rabbi Shmuel holds, Shtayim Mutaris, if you find only 2 stones, the 2 stones are Mutar. So Rashi says, "Tois out." The question is, Pirish betoich arba amos, that even if you find them within Dal Rama, still it's muteris. Yeah. But Tani, we learned Rabbi Shmuel Omer shtayim betfisaloi yasuras. If you find two stones, that's betfisaloi. Rashi says means stam tfisa Dal Ramas. If you find two stones within the Dal Ramas, it says clearly yasuras. Shalosh, if you find three stones, afilu merchokai sasuras. Mashmi, even if it's further than four Ramas, it's also. So it's not like we're saying now. Here was Mashmi, even two stones, it's also when it's four Ramas away. And we said before, Bishmol holds Muteris. So my answer is, Omar Rova, Lekash, there's no stira. Kan betri sachas, kan bishte trisas. That that we say two is also, that's betri sachas, with one grabbing. Rashi says, Hodik Tony Asuras, betri sachas, shein hefsek veina lamakulius. There's no distance, it's not far away from the makulius. There's no hefsek, there's no dividing point. Therefore it's also, because we say for sure it fell off from the makulius. Where's the machloikis? Kan b'shtei tfisis. Now the Gemara explains. Vechidomi, what's the case of two tfisis? Deiko goiva b'nei b'nei. There's like a little hill or a mechitza between the Iko makulius and these stones you find now. So that's the question. When you find the mechitza, then we say it did not fall off the big makulius, but rather you made it new. So therefore, if you find three stones, it's also. If you only find two stones, there it's muta. They did not make a new makulius with two. You need at least three stones. Now, O makulius kai gavni mihevi, is it such a makulius like we're saying now in the Mishnah? So the kids are the same, Shangra Mishmoel, that you find these three stones more than four amas away. So for sure they did not fall off the big makulius. But what then? They're made like a new avodazor now, a new set of makulius. And how is this set the Mishnah is talking about? Zu b'tzad zu. One, two, three. One next to another. So where's the question? Is this true? O kai gavna, o makulius kai gavna mihevei. So they make the makulius in this way. Vatani we learned. Elohein avne beis kulis. This is the way they make the stones of kulis. You have to read it carefully. Kulis. Because Toys asked the question, the middle Toys here. Avne beis kulis. Hikshur benatam. Heich maskir and shmo. How are we allowed to mention the name of this Avodah Zarah? Kiva and Shenik Suva Vatorah. This name is not written in the Torah. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin we had, the Ovar Avishem Elohim Acherim Leisaskiru. There's a law not to mention the name of an Avodah Zarah. There's only a heta of what it says in the Torah, it's muta. But an Avodah Zarah that does not say in the Torah, it's also to mention the name. Yeah. So how could the Gemara always mention the name of Kulis?
Yeah.
So the answer is, the Ovar Ben Atam, the Kilus Loshen Shvach Shmo. Really, its name is Kilus, which means they used to praise it. But how do we call it? The Chum Kinu Oisai Kulis. We call it Kulis. Loshen Lad Vekelis, a joke. So we call it a big joke here. That's why we're allowed to call it Makulis. We can't call it Kilus. Kilus is the real name. That's Lashvach. We have to always pronounce it Kulis. Vezer Makulis. Yechilav Kilus here. Loshen Marashriya. Good. Therefore, we call it Kulis. That's a nickname, Leganai, that's Mutan. Now, the I will like this. Elohein Avnei Beis Kulis. These are the way you make the stones. Achas Mikan, Viachas Mikan. One stone next to another stone. Viachas Agaben, the third stone goes on top of them. That's the way they make the Makulis. So how can you tell me now, you only find three stones now, Mishnah, Zu, Bitsad, Zu, one next to another, it's still also. And the Pshat Rabbi Shmuel is saying now is that it's a new Makulis. You make it a new set of Avodah Zarah. Ah, you don't make a set like that. You have to have one on top. Amarova Kitanya Hi Beika Makulis. There's no stira. When they first start off making the Makulis, the main place, that's only one, and one on top. That's the way they start making it. And then they throw stones and throw stones. Now the minig was, once they have a big one, you just like make a noise, make it nice. On the side of it, they would make even a smaller one, another one they would start. When they start a second one, that does not have to be one on top. That could even be one. That's what our Mishnah is talking about. That you made the small one next to the big one, so they start making a small one, that's enough even one. Yeah. Now, Be'yanai Malka, the palace of Yanai Malka was Chorof, was destroyed. Also, the Kichav Negoyim came, Hokimoi Base Makulis. They made there an Avodah Zarah. They took the palace and they put their stones there and started to worship it. Also, Oivdikov Machrim, another set of Goyim came, the Loi Palchil Makulis, that they did not worship, they did not serve this Avodah Zarah Makulis. So what did they? They got angry. So Shaklinu, they took away those stones. You're wasting your time with those stones. V'chifu them drochim v'sar tois. And they made roads with it. Paved roads with it. Different type of roads they made. So now Lukhura, that's a bittul. Lukhura, they took it and they mavatul the stones. So true. Iker Rabbonin the Pirshi. No, still there are some Rabbonin that did not use this road. They held the road, they still asa banor, they did not walk on this road that was made from the stones of the base Makulis. But v'yikir rabbonin the loy parshi, there was some rabbonin held, no, you're allowed to walk over this road. They did not separate themselves from this road. Om Rabbi Yochanan, Yochanan said, bonim shol kedoshim, the big choshva people there, the children of kedoshim, mahalech alayin, they walked on this road. V'yana nifrosh mem, should we go away from it, like shifitz mutah. Talmud says, "Man ninu bonim shakadosh." Who are these people that are called bonim shakadoshim? Rabbi Nachum, Rabbi Simoy. That was his name. The Amai correlate bonim shakadoshim. Why was he called the son of kadoshim? The Afilu b'tzurta dezuza lemestakel. He did not even look at a picture of money. The picture of the money. Even the picture. No, not money. As the picture. They did not look on a tzur on a picture. They did not look on any picture. Not even on the picture of money. What? Plain money, plain money. Did not look at pictures. The shal of Alilim, Al Tifto, Tay speaks about it. Tay says here, Banu Shakadashim, Loshin Yochid, the Adlomistakal, the Abnaki Gufuko, yeah.
Big fish.
The Imtoima, Tay says, Kosh, Imtoima, listen to this. My Chasidusik, what's the big Chasidus here? Listen, for Armina Perak Show, the Yukno Atzmo, Asurulistaki, now let's look at a picture. The yukna, any picture now I look at, I feel a little in the middle of the weekday. Could have said, Atifnu el halilim, that you shouldn't turn around and look el halilim. So looking at pictures may get you used to looking at idols. So he says, Vishema betsurta de zuzu shirogu liroiz bo todir le shaykh be hafno. There may be a tsur on the money that everybody looks at, you're used to looking at that picture, that won't take your mind away from Hashem. But this, you start looking at any statue, any big picture, you can start looking at the statue and forget about Hashem. So here the Chiddush was upon them, even a surah that they used to sing every day, they used to sing money. They used to sing the picture of the money,
yeah.
But they still stayed away from it. That was the Mizzle of the Chiddush. Alright, the kids, they stayed away from this, so they called this.
He says better. He
now, my time, now, what's the Machlokes over here? My time of demand to perish. What's the reason the Chum that said it's also? And the Gura, the Goyim, took these stones from the Makulis, and they made now a road. Saying the Chabitul Godam is there. Savulo Eol, Kihod Yom Rav Yid Lom Rav Chia Bar Yosef. Omar Rav, Mina Yin Letak Ruvais, Avores Kichovim, Shein Lobetel Elomis. And now the Gemara is choizing a little bit. Now the Gemara is going that these stones, when they throw it to the Makulis, it's not still like an Avodah Zarah itself, or maybe just not only an Avodah Zarah, but also as Lach of Takruvas. You're like worshipping it. No, it's true. The first three stones they put down, one, and one on top of it, that's the Ikra Avodah Zarah. Now, when they take other stones and throw it there, they're worshipping it. It's called Takruvas. It's something you're being Makarib, you're serving the Avodah Zarah with. And that's more Chomor than the Avodah Zarah itself. And he holds like that's Rav's Chiddush here, that Minayin Letakruvas Avodah Zarah Chavim. Here, these stones that they serve the Avodah Zarah with, Shein Lo B'Tel Olamis. There's no way to be mavatul to take off the Isur Yanor. So it comes out that the second time we see that Takruvas is more Chomor than Avodah Zarah itself. Hasilchus Tumah, the Avodah Zarah itself only has Hasilchus Sheretz, Tumah Sheretz, or at most maybe like a Nida. But Takruvas of Azachovim has a lot of Tumas Mace. And here also, a regular Avodah Zarah could be mavatul. Once the mavatul, they're not worshipping anymore, so the spirit goes off it. But if you serve with it, a korban that they bring for it, where you have these stones, he holds ein lo b'tel olam, it remains also li'elam. Shinam, the pasuk says, v'yitzmudu lebal por, the same pasuk, v'yerchul zivche meisim, and it says the korban they brought there was called a mace. So we dash in ma mace ein lo b'tel olam, just like a mace, once a person's mace, there's no way to have hanor from him. No matter what you do to him, he's still also b'hanor. Is after Takruvas of Azachovim, and Lo B'Tel Olayelam. There's no way to have Hanor from Takruvas of Azara. Therefore, these stones, since they served their avodah zarah with these stones, they remain osul yerlom. So even if the goyim now take these stones and make roads with them, they held the sasav ano, you're not allowed to walk on top of these roads. Uma deloy piris, what's on the bonus of kadeshim? They held it samuta. They hold Omar beinon kain pinim. They also agreed to Rav Yisoy that a real takruvais would remain osul yerlom. But it has to be a type of a takruvas, a serving, the way the Jews serve in the Beis Hamikdash. It has to be either a shchita, or else a zrika, or a haktara. It has to be something the way it's done in the Beis Hamikdash. But just on throwing stones, there's no avoid in the Beis Hamikdash, that's not called real takruvas, to say it's asur l'yirlam. There it would be yesh la b'tayla, bitl. That it's also when they serve. But later you could be vatlet. Yeah. There has to be bino and kain pinim v'leko. Here it's not called an avoy the kain from the Russian. Kain pinim means zvochem shev emigdosh. Who the avoy takruvus this is? V'zaveyach lelehim yichorim. Gut la Hashem levadoi. Al madum yeklifnim kori zevach here. Omer Rabbi Yosef bar Abba. Ikloi Rabba bar Yimio liyasrim. Rabba bar Yimio once came into our city. He came with big news. He came with a new brice in his hand. Sounds like this. The goyim bring these stones and they build now roads. What here it is, says they're clearly mutaris. You're allowed to have enough from it. But again, this takruvos is not kain pnim.